This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
There's ICE lunatics, anti-ICE lunatics, I should say, who are protesting on the streets and breaking news on how the deep state orchestrated the Russiagate hoax. My buddy Brooke Singman reporting on that from Fox News. So all that's happening right now on this Friday. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 and on X at Rich Zeoli. And today's a very special Friday because I have a co-host, and I don't normally have a co-host, and I have a co-host today. The one and only Barb, as in Barb from Barb's Harley Davidson in New Jersey. Barb, my buddy, how are you?
Rich, I'm great.
They got to hit your butt. There we go. They did it for you. Look at that. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be here. Thank you for allowing me to be here with you today.
It's an honor. And the reason why you're here is because every year we help out the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation at their annual gala, and they auction off the opportunity to be my co-host for an afternoon, and you outbid everybody and won.
I did.
Yeah.
Last October.
Yeah. To help out our first responders, the families, and it's the Marines and the cops, and it's a great organization, McClef.
Yes.
And who do you have here? Who's this handsome devil next to you?
So this is my friend and co-worker at Barb's Harley Davidson. This is Command Sergeant Major Anthony Young, United States Army, retired.
God bless you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you for your service. Command Sergeant Major, how many years? 37 years. Unbelievable. Well, listen, it's great. It's an honor to have both of you here. And tell us your last name, because I'm going to butcher it again.
My last name is Borowick.
Borowick.
A Polish last name.
That.
I know. It's a tough one.
It's a tough one, Barb. I'm just going to call you Barb.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody does. Everybody. It's Barb. Barb's Harley Davidson, but it's Barb. Barb and I have been friends for a long time. We did an Alaska cruise together with the Zeoli Army, which became the Zeoli Navy for that trip. That was fantastic.
What's
Bridget
fantastic?
Says hello, by the way.
Hello, Bridget.
I think when we did that, what year was that?
I think that was 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, so Patrick was a baby, and I don't think Claire was in the picture yet. Maybe she was a baby, too.
Yes.
There was no Reagan yet, because there was no COVID yet, so.
There was no Reagan, but I do remember you talking about Claire.
Yeah. So Claire was in the picture.
Yes.
Okay, all right, so it was after the election then. All right, good. Well, it's great to be here, and great to have you. We're going to talk about a lot of things. You said something to me, though, about all the people who are protesting ICE. What did you say?
I said it's anti-American, and it's the Democrat politicians should not be supporting protesting ICE. They should be backing ICE, and it's very anti-American. ICE is here to keep our communities safe and keep America safe. And for the Democrats to put illegal immigrants, criminals over ICE, and is un-American to me. They should be protecting ICE, and we should all be backing ICE because they're here to keep us safe. And these politicians, these Democrat politicians, are elected by the people and paid by the people to take care of our communities, our cities, our states, our country, and they're doing the opposite. And that's the way I see it.
Well, I think you said it beautifully, Barb. Well said. And would you think that's reflective of the guys who and gals who come into Barb's Harley-Davidson, too? You think so?
I think a lot. Most of our customers, most of our friends and customers back the blue and certainly back ICE and certainly back America. We want safe communities. We don't want our communities flooded with fentanyl. We've got our own problems, our own criminals that are born and bred in America. We don't need to import them. Why do we need to do that? And why do we need to destroy our cities and hurt the poorest of the poor that are living in the cities, can't get out of the cities, depend on their local pharmacies and their local stores for their groceries? These people come in, destroy the cities, and then they leave, and the people that are the most vulnerable are stuck there and afraid to leave their homes because of riots and people protesting and going after ICE. It's ridiculous. Take a breath, calm down, and support America.
We have perfectly good criminals here. We don't need to import any.
Exactly.
I mean, right, Tony? Am I right? You know, I mean, we don't need to bring any more in. We got perfectly good criminals right here in the United States of America.
Yes.
Well said, my friend. Well said. I'm excited to have you. And speaking of ICE, by the way, there is a protest going on in New York City. Matt DeSantis is going to try to grab some video of that for us because it's nuts. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Americans are going to die. And they could start dying as soon as today because of the cuts to NPR and PBS. Did you know that? So expect death. You're probably going to see a lot of death on the way to the shore tonight, Barb, is what I'm saying. Apparently, according to Congressman Dan Goldman. Can we play cut number two, Justin? This is Dan Goldman here. Not at all dramatic after they passed the $8 billion rescission package in the House of Representatives. 1 second. How many seconds do I have to wait? Got it? All right. Here's Dan Goldman, cut number two. I don't hear it. Is it playing?
I rise today in strong opposition to President Trump's reckless and destructive rescissions bill. The proposed $8 billion cut to global aid programs is not only a short-sighted betrayal of American leadership, but it is going to result in millions of people getting sick and losing their lives. If we continue to retreat from helping countries around the world, as this administration is doing, our adversaries like China will fill the vacuum. That makes us less powerful and less safe. But it's not just lives at risk abroad. Lives here will be lost, too. By defunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, millions of Americans will no longer have access to our national emergency weather alert system. Simply put, Americans will die because of these cuts. In addition to gutting one
okay.
of the last...
So Americans will die because of NPR and PBS being cut. I just want you both to be aware of that. And when you see the corpses lined up...
Well, we know that's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
No. You think people will be able to figure it out?
People will be able to figure it out. And President Trump will be taking care of the American people.
But the drama and the histrionics that happened on the floor of the House last night from the Democrats, just absolutely unbelievable. Tantrums all around, but they got it done. The Republicans got it done. And the president's very happy today as they sign this big, big package. In fact, Speaker Mike Johnson, cut number one here, Justin, he said the president called him this morning about the passage of the rescission bill late last night. And he said, we're just winning. There's just a lot of winning, so much winning. You're going to be sick of all the winning. Cut number one.
This is the beginning of a great run for America. President Trump called me early this morning. We were doing a victory lap together on the phone about the passage of the rescission bill late here last night. And he said, Mike, we're just winning. We're going to continue to win. This is a great moment for America. I said, sir, it's historic. And there's much more to come.
There you go. Winning is good. Tony, right? Winning is good. Command Sergeant Major. He doesn't want to talk. He's a little shy. A little shy. Served our country since 1976 to 2013, but he doesn't want to be on the radio. That's all right, Tony. It's all right. You're here for moral support. That's what counts. And we could see him on camera, right? If people were streaming on YouTube. Because you look, I'm telling you, man, you're like the new symbol of the show. I mean, you know
he looks
about?
Like a retired command sergeant major.
He
doesn't
does,
he?
Yeah, Tony does. Like if you were to picture him, that's what you picture right there.
And he tells me that earlier in his career, he was a drill sergeant. I mean, come on, could you picture him being your drill sergeant, looking at you and giving you the drill sergeant voice? And I would jump back, I'll tell you that.
I know in his head right now, he's thinking, my God, that man is weak. Like, as he looks at my shirt and sees no muscles whatsoever, he's going, well, my God, right? Come on, you could just nod your head. It's very kind. He said, never judge a book by its cover.
He'll get you doing push-ups.
Well, I noticed he grabbed a bag of Tasty Cake powdered donuts. So, you know, I'm just saying, with donuts and coffee. Good man right there. All right. The president is speaking. He's signing the first ever cryptocurrency bill. And we're going to jump in on that in just a second. But I want to just mention, you know, we've had a lot about Epstein. Yesterday, the president told the attorney general, go to the judge and ask the judge to release everything the judge has, the grand jury testimony and everything else. And Pam Bondi tweeting out last night, yes, Mr. President, I will do that today. She's done that. Of course, it's up to the judge if the judge is going to release that. But as I've been saying throughout the week, the question of what X and social media versus representative of real life. Well, CNN data guru has some answers on that. Because it turns out the president's poll numbers are going up, not down. And this is where you say there's real life versus the drama on social media. And social media is really not real life. Real life is real life. This is cut number three, CNN data analyst Harry Enten. Go ahead.
I mean, look, I think this one surprised me a bit because of all of these complaints online going after Trump and the Epstein files. You might think his approval ratings were going down, Republicans. If anything, they're going up. Republicans who approve of Trump, look at our CNN poll. The prior one, 86%. The one out this week, 88% were Republicans. How about Quinnipiac? The prior poll, 87% approve of Republicans. This week out, 90% were Republicans. If anything, Donald Trump's approval rating has gone up since this whole Epstein saga started. He is at the apex, or close there too, in terms of his popularity with Republican voters, Epstein files, complaints, or not.
You just not everything online is real.
Yes,
in real life.
Who knew?
Amazing.
Twitter and X are not reality.
Barb, you think that's true?
I think that's true.
Yeah.
And I think, listen, the Epstein thing is, if it comes out, people are going to be interested. They're going to read it. But don't we have more important things going on, you know, right now? Like President Trump said the other day when a reporter asked him, you're still talking about this guy? He's dead. So there's more important things.
By the way, I know you should drink it a Pepsi.
I am.
Are you excited that they're going to switch over to cane sugar?
Yes. And I'm not a big Pepsi drinker, but I don't drink coffee and I need caffeine.
You need caffeine to do a radio show,
but
right?
They should be going over to natural sugar, right?
Well,
all cane sugar.
The Dom Giordano show, they did a taste test between Coke, the Coke in America versus the Mexican Coke. And hands down, the producers and Dom all said the Mexican Coke tasted better because it has the real sugar.
Right.
Yeah. And cocaine.
And
she's from Mexico.
There you go. That's
so,
caffeine.
I think that's really the reason. I don't know. They were bouncing off the friggin' walls when I saw them. I love this Coke. All right, guys. No, it's Coke. It's great. Yeah, I see that. But that'll make America healthy again. And did you see the video of the astronomer CEO and his Gumad at the Coldplay concert?
Oh, I did. Boy,
everybody's talking about that.
Holy smoke.
Everybody's getting talking about that. Well, the update on that is that the astronomer, the company announces their board of directors has launched a formal investigation into the viral Coldplay concert incident. They're committed to the values and culture that have guided us since our founding. Our leaders are expected to set the standard in both conduct and accountability. The board of directors has initiated a formal investigation into this matter. We will have additional details to share very shortly. Alyssa Stoddard was not at the event and no other employees were in the video. Andy Byron has not put out any statement. Reports saying otherwise are all incorrect. They got caught and that was a fake statement that was going around yesterday that I thought was real, but it wasn't. And I guess the lesson here is A, don't have a Gumada, right? But B, if you do, don't go in a place where they have a kiss cam.
Exactly.
Right? It's common sense.
It's common sense. And how much do they have to investigate? It looked pretty clear.
Yeah. But when the camera went on and they both ducked,
yeah,
and jumped out of the video.
Maybe if they didn't duck like that, they wouldn't have looked so guilty.
I agree with you. If they had just kind of played it off. No, because what happened is when they duck, everybody went, well, who are they? Why are they ducking?
Exactly.
And then the Coldplay singer goes, they're either camera shy or they're having an affair. And then within seconds, the whole thing was revealed.
Boy, that was bad luck, huh?
I want to add a third caveat to that. So number one, don't have a Gumata. Number two, if you do have a Gumata, don't go to a place that has a Kiss cam. Number three, what are you doing? Go to Coldplay. What year is this? Coldplay?
Yes.
Right? So I think all three things put together there. This and, guy's worth billions of dollars.
And don't duck so fast.
And don't duck so fast.
Play it cool.
Just play it cool right there. That's what you got to do. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariA, VanariaDental.com. You're a natural. You're a natural behind the microphone.
I love it.
Yeah, Barb?
I do.
You say whatever you want to say today. No holds barred.
Okay.
You just can't say the seven dirty words.
Got it.
You just can't do that because then we got to hit the dump button. But other than that, you can say anything you want. Anything you want. Anything you want to say? What do you want to get off your chest?
I just want people to put America first. That's all it. I want. America first in everything. And you listen, we got to make sure America's squared away first. Mm-hmm. We have veterans that need help. You know, we have children that need medicine and food. We have people who need attention because they're addicted to drugs out on the street. And, you know, once we get America squared away, then reach out more. And I know it's, I'm not saying that it's good to help everybody. But no corruption. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
We got to help our own people.
Yes.
And that's really the thing is that we've been sending all the money overseas through all these agencies. And it's been kind of a money laundering scam. And meanwhile, back here in America, our own people have been hurting and suffering. And I think that that's really the point.
And you have to have elected officials that are going to back America first. I mean, it's, you know, listen, over those years, it was insanity. You start to think, is this crazy? Like, what is going on? You know, for me, a perfect example in the beginning was with COVID. They blatantly told people to rat on their neighbors, to stay in your homes. You know, you were there. You saw the same thing. Closing the schools. And they had the border wide open and expected us to not believe that people that were unvaccinated and unvetted were walking over our border. It's common sense. And you know, listen, you know, a lot of the Democrats are going to do that because that's how they are. So we expect them to do it. But do we expect other American citizens to say it's okay and the news media to say it's not happening? Come on, don't treat us like we don't know what's going on. Put America first. Put us first. You cannot tell Americans to stay in their homes and don't go to school and don't go to church and to rat each other out while the border's wide open and then sit there and tell us it's not wide open. It's craziness.
Yeah.
We have to put America first.
Well, did you know that you can't catch COVID if you cross the border illegally? Did you know that?
Well, that's what they said.
That came out, Tony. That was some medical.
How about if you're involved in a riot, shoulder to shoulder?
Right. You can't transmit COVID in a riot either. Or if you take your mask off to eat. And sitting next to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that you can't either. So those were all the things. It was strange. I mean, what we've learned. All right. So good. Tony's going to be laughing a lot. We may have to turn his mic on just so we can catch his laugh. It's not every day that I have a, you know, command sergeant major laugh at my jokes. That man could kill me with one hand. One hand. Like, look at him.
I know.
Right?
I guess once a command sergeant major, always. Because,
always a command sergeant major.
Yeah, always in shape. And
yeah.
Tony, do you still do push-ups in the morning?
Only when he needs the kids to listen. Yeah, that's it. All right.
He's got a house full of grandkids.
How many grandkids, Tony?
Nine.
Can we turn Tony's mic on, Justin? Get Tony's mic for me. What are their ages?
The oldest is 13, and the youngest is about 2 months.
All right, so you're basically back in the military.
Back.
Yeah, dealing with those grandkids is like being back in the military, right?
When I'm there.
Correct. Yeah. When you're back, it's like being back at the Army. All right. We're going to jump in. We're going to take a real quick break. We're going to jump into the White House. The president speaking with the White House crypto czar as the president signs the first ever cryptocurrency bill. We'll jump into that and get some audio for you. A big show today. A lot going on. A lot of breaking news all over. But the great news is that the rescissions package has officially passed, saving the American taxpayers close to $9 billion with a B. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
YMCA must meeting. President Trump is speaking. So we're going to jump into the White House live here as the president signs the first ever cryptocurrency bill. Welcome back to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Let's take a listen. I don't hear it, Justin.
We're winning in the courts.
There we go.
We're winning everywhere. But we've got the hottest country in the world, and you're a big part of it. So the golden age of America is upon us, and with today's signing, the future of crypto, the crypto industry, the U.S. dollar working together, because they really are hand in hand, is going to be stronger and bigger and better than ever before. And I just want to thank everybody, some tremendous people in this room. And maybe when I sign, I'll ask some of our great senators and congressmen to come on up. Some of the top crypto guys, please come on up, because you guys work very hard on this. And we'll sign this, and we'll get on to the next battle, and we'll win. But we're winning all over the world right now. It's not even close. Not even close to winning. Keep it going. Thank you, everybody, very much.
Currency bill. The president just is going to sign it. It's called the Genius Act, which regulates stable coins, sending them to the president. The bill aims to establish a regulatory framework for digital assets. The Genius Act, focusing on stable coins and other bill addressing broader market structures. Go ahead.
Which is a big scandal. If that were a Republican, it would really be a big scandal. But it is one of the great scandals of our time. Thank you very much, everybody.
So this is a law now that will establish a regulatory framework for the $250 billion stablecoin market. Stablecoins are viewed as we can jump out, Justin, thank you, as a relatively safe type of cryptocurrency, since their value is pegged to other assets like the dollar. The bill passed the House yesterday with the support of 206 Republicans and 102 Democrats, pushing even further into the exciting new frontier of digital currency. We worked hard. It's very important. The Genius Act, they named it after me, the president joked. I want to thank you. This is a hell of an act. Members of Congress and top executives from Robinhood, Tether, Gemini, and other crypto and financial firms were in attendance for the signing ceremony. This was something that the president had said he wanted to have for quite some time. He campaigned on this, too. If you remember, he, during the campaign, went over to a crypto place in New York City and actually did a campaign stop there. There was a last minute question around some privacy concerns around this issue, but the Clarity Act will regulate digital commodities beyond stablecoins, and the Anti-CBDC Surveillance Act will prevent the Federal Reserve from issuing any retail central bank digital currency directly to Americans. So they said, the president said the following: let me say, the entire crypto community, for years you were mocked and dismissed and counted out. You were counted out as little as a year and a half ago, but this signing is a massive validation. And a lot of people who invest in crypto, for them, today is a great guy. The president Friday also touted his decision to pardon Ross Ulbricht. Ross Ulbricht, this has been a big calling for libertarians for years. And the president promised at the Libertarian Convention when he spoke to them last year that he would pardon him. He's the founder of the internet marketplace Silk Road. He was sentenced to life in prison in 2015. And that was a big deal when that happened, when the president made that promise that he would pardon him. Many people who are consider themselves politically libertarian, not necessarily of a political party, but consider themselves politically libertarian, were very happy to see this. So it was at the time when the president did this, his mother said, it was my pleasure to have just, or so the president said to his mother, it was my pleasure to have just signed a full and unconditional pardon of her son, Ross. The scum that worked to convict him were some of the same lunatics who were involved in the modern day weaponization of the government against me. He called his prison sentence ridiculous. During the campaign, he promised to help Ross Ulbricht in a speech at the Libertarian Party National Convention last May. And the Silk Road, which was set up in 2011 on the dark web as part of the internet that's inaccessible to traditional search engines, it did not accept cash or credit cards. Users had to pay with cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin. And it became a place for people to buy and sell all kinds of different things. Some of the things that were they were buying and selling were illicit. And so they went after him and then they charged him and they threw him life in prison. So the president pardoned him. It was a big win for people who valued privacy on the internet, and it was a big fulfillment of the president's campaign promise to do so. And the other thing too is that the breaking news around the weaponization of government. Barb is here today. Barb, who owns Barb's Harley Davidson, my special co-host today. She won the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation Gala auction to co-host the show with me, and it's an honor to have you in here today, my friend.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Barb Borowick.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
You did.
Borowick.
Yeah.
Borowick. Friggin' Polish names.
It is. And it's not spelled like it looks.
No.
Or it's not. Yes. It's not. It doesn't sound like it's spelled. So.
No. And you and I, we've been friends for a long time together.
Yes.
And who do you got with you here today?
I have got my friend, Command Sergeant Major Anthony Young, United States Army, retired. And, you know,
he's got nine grandkids.
Tony's got nine grandkids. And he makes them do push-ups.
Yeah, he does.
Line up and do push-ups.
Even the little one.
Even the
Absolutely.
Baby.
Absolutely. Right? Even the little one.
Tony and I first met back in 2007 when we started the Armed Forces Freedom Ride, which benefits Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst. So he was up at the base. He was in charge of all the logistics up there, mm-hmm. and when we started the ride, Tony was the guy I worked with at the base, so we still do the ride, and we've been good friends ever since, and I'm honored to say that he works at the dealership, so he came on board with us after he retired from the Army.
So tell us about the ride.
So the ride is the Armed Forces Freedom Ride. We do it every May, every third Sunday in May. And it starts at Barb's Harley Davidson and goes to Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst. And the coolest thing of the day is They shut the flight line down for us. So we take the most motorcycles we've had is about 1,200. So depending on the weather, we could have 700, 1,200 motorcycles. We go up the turnpike. We go to the base. They shut down the flight line. And here's 1,200 motorcycles going down the flight line in Rich. There's KC-10s and C-17s and Marine helicopters. And we go down the flight line. Then we stay on the base. Now, we used to do it every year. Now we do it every other year when the air show is going on at the base. So it's a great day. And every dollar goes back to Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst to benefit our active duty military. We used to donate the money to the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation and Burlington County Military Affairs, and now it goes directly to the base. Last year, we gave them a check for the suicide prevention on base, and it's just it's a great fun ride. Lots of cool things happening in the morning at the dealership, and then just it's up there. It's wonderful.
That's great. That is wonderful, and I can only imagine the patriotism that's on display at that ride. How many Kamala Harris flags in the last ride?
Zero.
How many Joe Biden flags?
Zero. Thank heavens.
0.0.
Lots of Trump flags.
Oh, really? I'm surprised.
Lots of Trump t-shirts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Could you imagine showing up to that ride on your Harley with a Kamala Harris flag on the back of that motorcycle? That would not end well for you.
I have not.
By the way, what's the difference between a Harley and a hog?
So, It is the same. So,
oh, it's the same?
Hog started years
now,
ago.
What's the one? Remember Pulp Fiction when he goes,
it's a chopper baby.
It's a chopper baby. Yeah. What's that?
Well, that's a motorcycle with a long front end.
Oh,
a chopper front end. And a lot of those, no front brakes.
The chopper baby.
That motorcycle in Pulp Fiction was an FXR, which Harley doesn't make anymore. Great frame. Now everybody's looking for FXRs.
Yeah, they want them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what does she say? Who's motorcycle? He says it's not a motorcycle
it's
baby.
It's not a motorcycle baby. It's a chopper baby. It's Zed's.
Zed is dead.
Zed's dead, baby. Yes. Zed's dead. It's great.
Classic.
It's classic. I know. Great stuff. Well, I'm honored to have you here today. Congress passed $9 billion in spending cuts. But first thing I want to do is I want to bring up a story that my friend Brooke Singman broke over at FoxNews.com. So we talk about the weaponization of government. I know certainly, Tony, you didn't sign up to defend a nation that would be involved in this kind of weaponization. So here's the story. The Obama administration manufactured intelligence to create 2016 Russian election interference narrative. OK, to create the narrative that Russia had basically now, you know, co-opted our election. This was a treasonous conspiracy in 2016 committed by officials at the highest level of our government. That was said by Tulsi Gabbard, who is the director of national intelligence and herself a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. The Obama administration manufactured and politicized intelligence to create the narrative that Russia was attempting to influence the 2016 presidential election, despite information from the intelligence community stating otherwise. Today, the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, declassified documents revealing overwhelming evidence that demonstrates how, after President Donald Trump won the 2016 election against Hillary Clinton, then-President Barack Obama and his national security team laid the groundwork for what would be the years-long Trump-Russia collusion probe. Documents revealed. In the months leading up to the November 2016 election, the intelligence community consistently assessed that Russia was probably not trying to influence the election by using cyber means. OK, so that's an important piece of this. Leading up to the election, the conclusion of the intelligence community was Russia was probably not trying to influence the election by using cyber means. One instance was on December 7th, 2016, weeks after the election. Then Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, who should be in prison and should have been in prison a long time ago, his talking point stated the following, quote, "Foreign adversaries did not use cyber attacks on election infrastructure to alter the U.S. presidential election outcome," close quote. That's very different from what they were saying publicly,
yes.
Right? So that's what they concluded privately, and what he stated privately is different from what they would then scream about and what Hillary Clinton would go on to say, which is that Russia stole the election. And people like Jimmy Carter would come out and say President Trump was not the real president. He wasn't a duly elected president because Russia got him elected. And all these people would say that, right? Fox News Digital obtained a declassified copy of the presidential daily brief, which was prepared by the Department of Homeland Security with reporting from the CIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, FBI, National Security Agency, Department of Homeland Security, State Department, and open sources. It was all created for then President Barack Obama, December 8th, 2016. Quote, "We assess that Russian and criminal actors did not impact recent U.S. election results by conducting malicious cyber activities against election infrastructure. Russian government-affiliated actors most likely compromised an Illinois voter registration database and unsuccessfully attempted the same in other states. But the brief stated that it was highly unlikely the effort would have resulted in altering any state's official voter result. The brief noted that the Office of the Director of National Intelligence assessed that any Russian activities probably were intended to cause psychological effects, such as undermining the credibility of the election process and candidates. The brief stated that cyber criminals tried to steal data and to interrupt election processes by targeting election infrastructure, but these actions did not achieve a notable disruptive effect. Fox News Digital, and again, great reporting by Brooke Singman, obtained declassified but redacted communications from the FBI and the presidential daily brief stating that it should not go forward until the FBI had shared its concerns. Those communications reveal that the FBI drafted a dissent to the original presidential daily brief. And that's because they wanted this idea of Russia, Russia, Russia to go forward, and they wanted this to become a talking point, and they wanted this to become a story. And the key takeaway from this is that the White House wanted, meaning Barack Obama and John Brennan, the CIA director at the time, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, Secretary of State John Kerry, Andrew McCabe, the Deputy FBI Director, they all wanted this, James Clapper included, the head of the National Security Council, they wanted this to go forward, this idea that Russia had been involved here. They knew Russia wasn't. They knew Russia did not and could not have attempted or could not have achieved putting Donald Trump in office. But they wanted people to believe that. So after the meeting they had where they all realized now that, you know what, this was this. They didn't do this. Trump was duly elected. It was a real election. It was honest. They went forward and they all kind of agreed that they would say that Moscow did use actions to influence the 2016 election. So this is where the treasonous part of this comes in. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence will lead the effort with participation from the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and DHS. What they would do is they would leak false statements to media outlets claiming that Russia has attempted through cyber means to interfere in, if not actively influence, the outcome of an election. Even though they knew that was pure BS, they decided anyway they were going to go out there and they were going to say that. They all made this liar's agreement to do so. By January 6, 2017, a new intelligence community assessment was released that, according to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, directly contradicted the assessments that were made throughout the previous 6 months. So the previous 6 months, they said Russia could not have done anything. Then they came out with this new one in January that was politicized because it suppressed intelligence from before and after the election, showing Russia lacked the intent and the capability to hack the 2016 election. And it deceived the American public. Deceived the American public by claiming the intelligence community made no assessment on the impact of Russian activities, when the intelligence community did, in fact, assess for impact and found Russia did not, could not, and was not successful in influencing the 2016 election. The unpublished December presidential daily brief stated clearly, Russia did not impact the election through cyber hacks on the election. The official also said the intelligence community had assessed that Russia was responsible for leaking data from the DNC, but while failing to mention that the FBI and the NSA previously expressed low confidence in this attribution. So this was all concocted by the Biden administration, by Clapper, by Brennan, by all these other people. And what Tulsi Gabbard, the now director of national intelligence, said was the following, quote, "The information we are releasing today shows there was a treasonous conspiracy in 2016 committed by officials at the highest level of our government. Their goal was to subvert the will of the American people and enact what was essentially a years-long coup with the objective of trying to usurp the president from fulfilling the mandate bestowed upon him by the American people." Tulsi Gabbard went on to say the egregious abuse of power and the blatant rejection of our Constitution by Obama-era officials threatens the very foundation and integrity of our democratic republic. No matter how powerful, every person involved in this conspiracy must be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law to ensure nothing like this ever happens again. The American people's faith and trust in our democratic republic and therefore the future of our nation depend on it. As such, I am providing all documents to the Department of Justice to deliver the accountability that President Trump, his family, and the American people deserve. Now, this declassification of records and release by Tulsi Gabbard and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence comes after Fox News Digital exclusively reported that former CIA Director John Brennan and former FBI Director James Comey, are under criminal investigation for activities related to the original Trump-Russia probe. I'd call him crappy because he is crappy. The criminal referral for Brennan came from CIA Director John Ratcliffe after he declassified records revealing that Brennan did, in fact, push for the discredited anti-Trump dossier to be included in the 2017 intelligence community assessment, despite the CIA's consensus that it was filled with internet rumor. That dossier ultimately served as the basis for the Trump-Russia probe inside the FBI and for foreign intelligence surveillance warrants against former Trump aides, including Carter Page and other people. The president said, "Regarding these people, I believe they are truly bad people and dishonest people, so whatever happens, happens." Amazing, Barb, isn't it?
It is disgraceful and criminal that the people in power, starting with Hillary Clinton and right on down the list, would deceive the American people that much, and that they would get the fake news to go along with them. And another person in that, in my opinion, is Adam Schiff. He looked in that camera night after night and told the American people that he had hard evidence that President Trump colluded with Russia to win during the election. And that was, as we all know now, that was a flat out lie. And why that man is still walking around and still in American politics is beyond me. And Hillary Clinton, to me, is the most corrupt woman to ever be in American politics. So if she was involved, probably throwing a temper tantrum that she didn't win the election, it's criminal. And how they're all still out there and walking around is beyond me. But what they did to the American people, and I'm sorry to say this, especially the weak-minded American people who just sit there and suck up the fake news like that, they should all be held accountable.
Barb, I think you said it so well, my friend. Well said. All right, we'll have more on this for you. There's breaking news around this all around. But I want to tell you, if you haven't gotten away yet this year, please don't miss making great family memories. There's still time to book a getaway at the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey, and they have several special packages to make your getaway even grander. And if you hurry, you can still book that July midweek stay and earn those resort credits. Cape May is beautiful in the fall, so if you're thinking about maybe you want to go after the crowds go, that's fine too, because even in the fall, you can earn those resort credits and save 10% off room rates. Check out their website for all the details. And remember, we're going to be back for our next live show August 15th. Book direct with them for the best rates and those resort credits. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding or special event. Just call my friend Caitlin. She was just named 2025's South Jersey Face of Weddings to help you plan the wedding of your dreams. Visit them online at grandhotelkma.com. Remember, heated outdoor pool, heated indoor pool, a beautiful, beautiful resort. You'll get the resort credits. It's putting money back in your pocket to use at the Grand Hotel, my happy place. And we'll see you August 15th for our next live show.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, so a couple of show notes. Brooke Singman is going to join us to talk about the article she wrote for Fox News Digital, Barb. So that's great. Breaking news. My buddy Barb's here. Barb Borowick.
Yes.
I'm getting better at saying it.
You are. You're on target.
Barb made an incredibly generous contribution to the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, and that's why she's sitting in with me and hanging out today, which is great because it's great having a co-host, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's so much fun being here.
Matt DeSantis is useless. My executive producer is friggin' useless. It's like he's not even here. Justin is fantastic, but Justin's doing everything because Matt does nothing.
Many people are saying this.
Yeah, many people say that, right? Well, no. I'm sorry, Matt, what did you say?
It's not true. These are lies.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler is going to join us at 5:35, Matt.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, good. So we got to see that. We'll talk to a congressman.
That's awesome.
Fox News reporter. All this stuff happening. But no, the level of uselessness of my executive producer, Matt DeSantis, Barb, it's hard to even describe. Like, imagine a motorcycle that broke down in 1942 and you just never fixed it. That's kind of what we have.
No. Is that the year he was born, 1942?
Do you disagree with that?
I do disagree with that. I do all the dirty work, all the stuff that nobody wants to do. It gets thrown at me.
He is running around. I have to say that.
He does run around a lot.
Barb, thank you.
Justin, doesn't he try to look busy? Like, that's what he does?
Yeah, he makes it look busy by hustling, making it look like he's doing something. Yeah.
He learned from George Costanza. If you're always just in motion, then everybody believes you're working hard. Just stay in motion the whole time. Of course, I'm just kidding. He does a fantastic job for the show. Both Matt and Justin do a great job, but it is nice to have you here, Barb, and we are also streaming live on YouTube. You can listen on the Odyssey app. And we have a great event coming up. You know, Giano Caldwell from Fox News. Giano's a great guy. Me and Giano together, Politics and Pints. It's 2 weeks away. Thursday, July 31st, 7:30 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College. We're going to have a great night together, 7:30 p.m. You'll get a copy of his book. It's a memoir, The Day My Brother Was Murdered. But we're going to talk about a lot of things. It's not going to be a downer because Gianno's funny as hell. In fact, we're both going to be on Fox News Saturday Night together, July 26th. Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. So I'm excited for that. And by the way, Stephen Colbert getting canceled. How about that, Barb?
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that
I love it. Oh, and congratulations for all your Fox appearances.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good for you. It's great.
Thank you. Do you think I do a good job of mentioning them enough?
I do. I think you do
right.
A great job.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm promoting the Fox News.
Because
I'll be back on Monday on America's Newsroom and then Saturday. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
It's nice, right?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
They give me makeup, which clearly I need.
You look great.
See how red my nose is without the powder?
It's summertime.
I go in there and it takes them an hour and a half to apply all the makeup to get that nose to not light up the set.
It's a summertime glow. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing, you think?
Yeah.
All right, it's a good thing. Well, I appreciate you saying that. So me and Gianno together and you joining us for that and 1210WPHG.com is where you go for your tickets, 1210WPHG.com. Lee Pavorsky just texted me and said, you suck, Matt. So I'm just telling you, I'm just relaying that information to you.
Why does Lee hate me so much?
I don't know. I have no idea. You'll have to ask him.
I thought we had a bonding moment over the F1 movie.
That lasted long.
Yeah, I thought the hatchet had been buried, but evidently not.
All right, coming up, Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join us. There's a woman who faked her ICE, quote-unquote, kidnapping. We're going to talk about that with the great Wilfred Riley coming up next. Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. Listen, when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom division. Emmons is not only going to make your home great again, it will be stunning from the curb and will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. They install American-made roofing products, baby. American-made. So whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at EmmonsRoofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. They're my great friends. They've done such great work for my home, two different homes, our old previous home and the home we have now, and they'll do a great job for you as well. Get those American-made roofing materials, American-made products, American craftsmanship with my great friends at Emmons. 10% off. Tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.